You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's politicians have returned to Canberra during a week where the plight of the Murugappan family has been gaining momentum. The family of four was split between Perth Children's Hospital and Christmas Island after the youngest daughter, Tanika, was medically evacuated from the detention facility with sepsis and pneumonia. They're affectionately known as the Bilawila family because of the regional Queensland town where they had lived until 2018, when they were detained by Border Force officers. Liberal MP Warren Entsch.
Do you think it's time for them to come home?
I think it's time for them to go home. And I think that they're being exploited by their parents and by the lawyers. That's my view. And I think I'd love to see the kids stay here. But what I'd like the parents to do is to acknowledge that they knew what they were doing was not right. Accept the invitation to go home, normalise themselves, give themselves a passport and apply to come back. I'd be the first one to support them to come back.
You mean go home to Sri Lanka?
Go home, get their passports, don't throw them away or burn them, apply to come back. And, they've got a strong case with the kids, they've got a community there. They can get their passports, come back the appropriate way, and I'd be a very strong advocate to support them to come back.
By the following day, the government appeared to have softened its stance. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told reporters a positive solution had been found.
Well, the good news is the family will be reunited very shortly on Australian soil. The minister will make a more detailed statement, and you can refer those questions to him then.
Facing mounting pressure, Immigration Minister Alex Hawke fronted reporters with the announcement.
Today I wanted to make the announcement that I have made a community residence determination for the Sri Lankan family that has been in held detention on Christmas Island to ensure that they can be reunited in the community in Perth. In making this decision, I'm conscious of the compassionate factors of having children in detention for a prolonged period of time versus ongoing litigation matters before the courts, matters before me as minister that will take some time for us to resolve.
But the minister stood firm, reiterating the decision did not mean the family would be allowed to resettle in Bilawila. The government argues an exception to the policy could set a precedent for other asylum seekers arriving by boat.
Our advice is regularly from our agencies that the trade in human misery, that is people smuggling, can restart at any moment. The people smugglers are there, they watch developments in Australia closely, they take account of any decisions that we make, and we have to make a tough decision to continue our border protection, but it is the right decision because the trade in human misery means lost life, it means more expense, and it means a loss of social cohesion.
The news was disappointing for supporters. Family lawyer Karina Ford says their fight is far from over.
This is a step forward, but it's not quite the result that we were hoping for because clearly we want them returned to Bilawila. The family, though, are relieved. In fact, Nadez mentioned just before when I talked to him, just get me out of here. I just want to get out of Christmas Island. So that probably reflects in some ways today's result. We still would be of the view, though, that the minister can use his power at any point in time. He does not need to wait until the court proceedings are finished.
Outside Parliament House in Canberra, protesters and politicians gathered to push the government to take a more compassionate stance. Former Manus Island detainee Tanush Selvarasa was released from detention in January. He says even after being released into the community, his struggle has continued.
People need to know about our reality and real situation, what's going on in our life. Everyone thinking we got the freedom, that's over, but we have been still in suffering, and we don't have any permanent solution. We are still in suffering. We need the permanent solution. That's the thing. We need to pass the message to the politician.
As the family reunites in Perth after years of detention on Christmas Island, a return to their adopted community of Bilawila may still be far away. Tysock Husey, SBS News.